for a long time it looks like it was going to be a 1-0 clean sheet, happy manager, but you managed to make hard work of it in the end.
Well, the main objective was to get through, and it was any which way you can, you know, and that's what we've done. We're absolutely delighted. The lads are buzzing because they're a step closer to Wembley, and that's, you know, that's something we want to try and get to, because we had a fantastic time there just at the back end of May when you actually got yourself on the pitch as well. So, you know what a special place that is, and that was the motivation tonight, to try and get through, to get a step closer, and delighted that they've done it.
Delight, I bet, wasn't your mood 3 minutes from the end. Did you once again think you were the architect of your own downfall, giving too many free kicks away?
Yes, is the answer. But for the majority, I thought we defended them well and we showed improvement and showed the work that they've done on the training ground is starting to, you know, sink in. And then, you know, just that last one at the end, we should just go and run the ball in the corner. But then we give a foul away after it, and you know, again, you look at the age of some of them that are on the pitch there, they're still learning. And when you've got youthful enthusiasm on the pitch, sometimes they make mistakes. And, you know, we should have dealt with that better for sure. But the response then to go and win on penalties is terrific, especially when we're the first team to miss. And I think that's always psychologically, that's go on then, you've missed, and to bounce back. And the quality of the remaining penalties was very good from us. And what a save from Big Chris. You know, he's got a touch onto that and put it onto the post. A hell of a save.
The decisive penalty scored by Scott Quigley, his first goal in Tangerine. However it came, it'll do him the power of good, won't it?
Yeah, and I thought he did better tonight. I thought, you know, he's showed signs. He's been desperate to do well, and he showed signs of improvement throughout training. He's been out the squad, and I think that just took the pressure off him, and he was able to then just concentrate on what he does well. And I thought he had a better game for us tonight, and then capped that off with, like you say, scoring the winning penalty.
What did he make of the performance of Big Armand Nangela?
I think Big Man had a tough time up there against some big defenders there, but you know, he took a beating tonight off them, but stayed at it, and you know, he showed his value to the team tonight.
And you've charged Kelvin Mellor with scoring important goals, and he's come up with another.
Yeah, it was a great goal. You know, to be fair, they spent some time yesterday working on the corners for, and you've got decent delivery with Andy Taylor, and the movement was good. And you know, you showed last week, Kelvin, with his quality, with his header. So we know from last season that he's such a threat in the opposition's box.
Was this just another learning opportunity for you to have a look at some of the players in your squad?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's no secret that we're stretched when we have key injuries, and you need to see who can stand up. And, you know, there were some performances out there tonight that were positive, that were good for us, you know. I think for Christopher Mufumbi in goal, it was a different game. You know, we went and played Accrington, and we wanted to have a look at him, and it was a different type of game that you get when you play a Mansfield team. And you know, I thought he come through well with it. He not really had a great deal to do in the actual game, but it's a different game for him, and he just continues to work hard and get better. And I was delighted with how he went about it. You know, and then it was a great opportunity to get minutes into some of the others, and it was hard for them and tough for them, but I was pleased with how they come through it.
And finally, 45 minutes under the belt for Clark Robertson on his return. I'm guessing it was always the game plan for that length of time.
Yeah, and absolutely delighted. You know, he was, for me tonight, again, he showed what a good player he is. And his composure, he's defending tonight, and you know, he's been a miss for us, and you know, the timing of him coming back now is good for us, and that was always the plan, and that's on top of everything tonight, that's a massive positive for us.